At the Mishnah about Kuches, the Paschalov, very, very important Mishnah. Last time, we got involved in the details of the Mishnah. Mishnah talks about a case of a Tipas Cholov that falls on a Chaticha. It's no Santama to the Chaticha. So, if the Chaticha doesn't have Shishim to be Novatel, the Cholov, then it's going to ask the Chaticha. So comes the Gemara and quotes the Rav's Shita that if the tipas chalav is nosenes tam b'chaticha, then chaticha atzma is nasis nevela, and then it'll aser all of the other chatichas. What does that mean? So the Rishonim explain. The Rav is telling me two chidushim. First of all, that once the tipas nosen tam into the chatichas basar, so then when the chatichas basar is misarev with the rest of the kedera, you need shishim keneged the entire basar, not just keneged the tipas chalav, but the whole basar becomes nevela, like nevela. It's a chepta de isur. We're not talking about nevela over here. We're talking about basa b'chala. But the chaticha is nasis nevela in the sense that it becomes a chepta de isura. So then we're not only dealing with the tipas chala. We have to deal with the whole chatichas basa, and you need shishim keneged the entire basa in order to be mevatel. That's point number one. And point number two, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino lo batil. So he says since the chaticha is nasis nevela, so then it'll ask even b'mashu. If you had rotev in the kederes, then we talk about shishim. If you had rotev in the kederes, it's min b'she'en omina, we're talking about shishim, so you need shishim connected to the entire chaticha. But if there are actually chatichas basar in the kederes, comes Rav and says, it'll ask those chatichas basar b'mashu, because it's min b'mina, because this basar is not just basar that has a bli of iser inside of it, it's nasis nevela, it itself is viewed as a desire nevela, so it's like it's min b'mina, so therefore it's going to ask b'mashu. This is the Gemara. The question is, when does this occur? When does the Isser in the Kedera occur? The Tipas Cholov was no Sintam onto the Chatichas Basar and it asked it. And now this Chatichas Basar is going to do something to whatever else is in the pot. When does that happen? So that's a major machlokas. Tosfos learns that it only happens after you menar the Kedera. Right? The Tipas Cholov fell onto the Basar. The way Tosfos engineers the case, the way he describes the case, the Chatichas Basar is sitting outside of the Rotev, sitting on top of another Chaticha, so it's independent of the Rotev. It's only touching another Chaticha, so the Tipas Cholov is going to ask that Chaticha. And now comes the Mishnah and says that near as a Kedera, if you mixed up the Kedera, so now the Chatichas Basar that was Nesra from the Tipas Cholov is going to be Nesarev in the Kedera, so then it'll ask, then you could talk about Min B'mino, Shishim Kineged El Chaticha, but that's if you have near afterwards, says Tosfos. Tosfos interprets that the safe of the Mishnah, near as HaKedera, and Yeshua Benosim Tam Ba'os HaKedera Asar, that's saying near as HaKedera after the Tipas Cholov was no saying Tam into the Chatichas Bas. That's how Tosfos learned. Why does Tosfos assume that the Chatichas Bas is not going to Asar without the Niyur? Let's touch it. It's touching the meat below it. Right? We had a bunch of pictures on the board yesterday. Right? The piece is outside of the kedera. It's outside of the rota, but it's touching the piece of meat. So why does it need near in order to mix? It's mixed. It's connected. Isn't it connected? You gotta see the picture again. I love drawing. Okay. You got this piece. Got this chaticha sitting on top of a chaticha outside of the rotev, and then the tipas cholov is falling onto that chaticha. So Tosfos says, if you have near, if you mix up the kedera afterwards, so then we can talk about whether that chaticha is going to ask for the rest of the kedera. But without near, nothing's going to happen. So the question is, why isn't touching this other chaticha and the belia should be transferred to that chaticha, and then it should go into the keder. We should take into account, without the nir, we should take into account the issa that the chaticha, the isura, should create in the keder. So the Ran addresses that. The Ran quotes Tosfos. The first part of the Ran is not the Ran explaining Tosfos. He's just mamish quoting the Tosfos. It's just, it's not as long as our Tosfos, so you think it's the Ran. It's not the Ran. It's Tosfos. So let's all turn to the Ran. Actually, if you have the handout, it's the last page of packet 17. You don't even have to turn to it. We can look at the smaller version of the Ram, but it's been numbered and underlined and Someone's worked very hard on this run. I hope you have as well. Okay. So says Tosfos, picking it up from number two, not the circle two, but the two on top. Kamashal and Suda Davka Osa Chaticha Asura. Now the Shara Chatichos Mutaras Elo Imke Nir Es Hakideh. Tosfos says Beferish that you have to be Menar the Kideh in order to create a problem. Behind the Katani Seifa, that's what the Seifa Mishnah is saying. That first the Tipas Cholov asks the Chatichas Basar, and then if you Menar the Kideh, then it'll ask the Kideh. If there's a nos in tam, b'osa chaticha l'shar chatichas, then the whole kedera is going to be asura. The chaticha atzve nases nevela, ube'inan samach keneged kula. Nases nevela means that now you need shishim keneged the whole thing. It's talking about that you had near, that's when it's relevant to the rest of the keder. Okay. So now skipping down to the circle to Vishamina Mimas Nisan Lahai Perusha She Issa La Shinova Bhaticha Shihiomedas Khutzlerotev Sheho Issa Mispashe Bhola Khaticha Avalena Yotzi Mechaticha Lechaticha. Says Tosfos, you see clearly from our Mishnah that a blia inside a chaticha is not going to leave that chaticha to go to another chaticha without rotev. That means, forget about bas b'chala for a moment. Let's say a blias dam. Let's say tipas dam fell on a chaticha's bas. In exactly the same formation. It's not a tipas chala, but rather there's a tipas dam. Dam that fell on a chaticha. So it says Tosfos, it's not going to ask for the whole kedera. If you menar the kedera, so then that chaticha is going to get mixed up. But without near, it's not going to ask for the kedera. Because the tipas dam is not going to leave that chaticha to enter. It's not going to leave chaticha 1 to enter into chaticha 2 because there's no liquid, there's no rotev to bring it from one chaticha to the next. That's the yesod, says Tosfos, that emerges from our Mishnah. It's not just a principle in Basa B'chalav, it's a principle in Shari Surim as well. De'ilot ha'mahachi afilu b'lonira sa'kedera avimotzi l'misni d'miyesh b'no sentam in ha'chaticha ba'osa kedera asura. Because if we're not going to say such a principle, so then why does the Mishnah say that near Sakedera it asks the rest of the things in the Kedera, and you need Shishim in the Kedera to be Mavata the whole Chaticha, even without near. It could also ask it, because the Tipa is going to flow from the Chaticha that's outside the Rotev to the Chaticha that's inside the Rotev to the whole Kedera. So clearly, says Tosfos, there's a principle that a Bliya can't leave the Chaticha to Chaticha without Rotev. Ein a Bliya Yotzis Mechaticha to Chaticha B'li Rota. That's a principle that emerges from the Mishnah, says Tosfos. So says the Ran. Okay, this segment is the Ran. The Havadai Lo Nehira. The Ran says, how can that be? We discussed this. The Ran says, first of all, why should I assume that the Bliya can't come out of the Chaticha? Why doesn't it come out of the Chaticha? Stomach should. And adds the Ran, and even if you'll tell me that there's some halacha mashmi sina that the Bliya can't come out of the Chaticha, let's look now at two, right? The two coming up. The O, Chafilu no makein, even if you'll tell me the mils of the psikta, he sheno yisi yotzim echaticha lechaticha la'olam without rotev. Nikol makom hi atzo poletes megufa letocha chaticha smuchala v'teser b'fletasa. The busser itself has some kind of meat juice in it, right? There is heat over here. So even if we say that the tipas cholov is not yotzes without rotev, or the tipas dam can't go out without rotev, but the bus is going to go out. Right? If I have two chatichos, two hot chatichos that touch each other, there will be a transfer of taste over there. But there's no rotev. The answer is it's not necessary, right? For the busser itself to give forth, to expel part of its essence, it doesn't need rotev. So the same thing over here, even though the issa was created through the tipas chalav or the tipas dam, but the basar has meat juice in it, so even if you tell me that the tipas chalav can't leave without rotev, but the meat juice can come out, so let the meat juice, which is now asr, chaticha nases nevela, the basar became asr, the meat juice is now not basar hetta, but basar iser. So even if you'll tell me that the tipas dam, wherever it is, it spreads, so this tipas chalav is not going to leave. But the meat juice that's right over here on the bus, that's also asa. That meat juice should transfer into the other bus and should asa that. Right? There's plenty of meat here. There's a whole piece of meat. So why do I need near frektoran against Tosus? Tosus says I need near because the bli is not going to leave without rotev. So ask the Ran, I don't understand. Even if it can't leave, but the meat juice should be able to transfer without any rotev. So says the Ran, Tosfos answered this kasha. V'tirtzu doesn't mean the Ran answers. This is Tosfos coming back. The Re answers. V'tirtzu, what's the answer that the Re gave? V'tirtzu bozeh, v'afilu l'manda amar chatir ha'atzu na'asis nevela, eina oseres ele v'makom sho iser atzmo yochol l'hispashe. Tosfos says there's a fundamental yisod. Even though chatir ha'atzu na'asis nevela, even though the basar had to turn into basar iser, what does that mean that it becomes basar iser? It's only basar iser. It only has a koach to spread where the oser had a koach to spread. The nesar is not going to be more powerful than the oser. The tipas dam asa dischatichas basar. The tipas cholav asa dischatichas basar. So if the tipas cholav or the tipas dam can't leave the chaticha without rotev, the basar itself is not going to expel basar. It's not going to expel meat juice that will consider awesome. Right? Maybe it'll expel meat juice, but the meat juice that comes out can't be awesome. The only meat juice that comes out that is awesome is meat juice that can come out with iser. Meaning, if the oser can get out, then the meat juice is just as awesome as the oser. But the nesar, the meat, the heter that was nesar, can't be any more powerful than the oser. If the oser can't be mispashe to a particular place, then the nesar is not going to be considered oser in that place either. Where the iser and the heter can both be mispashe, meaning the oser can be mispashe to that makom, so then we treat it all as one unit, and you need shishim connected the iser and the heter. It's one unit. But in a place where the iser can't be yotze, then the heter is not going to be yotze either. That's the yisod, Tosfos says. This is the yisod that's called in the Achronim. Ein hanesar yochol lesar ela b'makom sheha iser yochol leilech shah.
What they call it?
The Nesar, the Heter that was Nesar, can't Aser more than the Oser. So the Nesar can't Aser except in a Mokum where the Iser can go. You want to have a shorter version? Ein HaNesar Oser Yoser Min HaOser. Got it?
I think that's
a little shorter. Ein ha-nesar oser yoser min ha-oser. Sounds like a good phrase, yeah. Right? The nesar doesn't have more power than the oser itself. So if the tipa of the oser can't leave the chaticha, it's not going to go from one chaticha to the next, then just because the nesar, just because the basar was nesar, it doesn't have an independent koach. It's not. It doesn't have a life unto itself. It has to live with the oser. So if the oser can go out, so the iser and the heter are going to be together, and together, you know, together they're going to go out. So fine. So together they go out. Then you need shishim, kenege the iser and the heter. But if the oser is not going to go out, if the iser can't go out of the basar, then the neser is not going to be able to go out because the neser can't be any more powerful than the oser. It gets its life, it gets its koach from the oser. So if the oser can't go out, then the neser is not going to go out either. It's a logical svar what Tosfos is saying. Not only is it a logical svar, he says I'll prove it to you from two sources. What is he saying? The yilot hemahachi roseach tzli, roseach the tzli shana matirim beklipa neima sheosa klipa nasis nevela veoseres hasmuchala ushniel shlishis v'chein la'olam. What does that mean? We know that if you have two chatichas, let's say there's no rotev, it's just on the fire, barbecue, tzli, barbecue. There are two chatichas that are touching each other. The cham b'cham, each one is hot and they're touching each other. So how much does one asa the other one? K'dei klipa. It doesn't asa b'kulo. To asa b'kulo, you need rotev. You need liquid. But if there's no rotev, so then it asks kedei klipa. So frek toisus, I don't understand. The one chaticha is going to ask a kedei klipa, right? So if you have two pieces of basa, you have besar nevela and besar shchuta. And now, since they're both cham b'cham, so this klipa, this outer shell of the besar shchuta, is going to become basa. So if the outer shell becomes also, why shouldn't I say, well, now it's Nasis Nevela. The outer shell became Nevela. That's Rav's principle, right? So if it's Nasis Nevela, then it should ask for the next Klippa. And the next Klippa. And that should ask for the next Klippa. And that should ask for the next Klippa. Why does it start with the first Klippa? Right? If you tell me that the Nesar becomes like Nevela, it's Sechefta the Isura. So once it's Sechefta the Isura, then it's Cham B'Cham. Right, the klipa is cham with the rest of the heter, so the next klipa should become aser, and then the next klipa should become. Actually, why does it stop with the klipa? Says Tosfos through the Ran. He's quoting the Tosfos basically. Right, what is he saying? Elavadai hainu taima shekemen she'ein b'liasa iser mispashed elakidei klipa. Since the b'liasa iser, what emerged from the besar nevela, is only mispashed kidei klipa. Moichel shel heter, the liquid of the heter, hayotze meyosa klipa, eno oser hasamachlo. So the liquid of heter that emerged, that's nasis nevela, can't ask him more than the oser. If the oser can't ask him more than a klipa, then the nes is not going to ask him more than a klipa. It stops there. Because it can't be more powerful than the oser. That's the yisod, says Tosfos. What's more, he brings another ayah. Vizeo tam hechshem alichas basa, when we salt meat to take out dam, right? Meat. If the behemoth is shechted, so then they cut the piece of meat. Before they can use the meat, they have to salt the meat. The salt takes out the dam, and then you can cook the meat. So think about it for a moment. Avopisha hamelech bolea midam benasachadiras nevela. What happens? The melech, the salt absorbs the dam, and it's nasis nevela. Just like every other case where heter absorbs iser, it's nasis nevela. So what happens? The salt now can be nosin tam bebasa. You have a piece of meat, and then you salt the meat. The salt draws out the dam. Dam goes into the salt. But now the salt is nosin tam, right? Salty meat. Salt is nosin tam into basa. So the salt became asa. The salt can be nosin tam into the basa. So why don't we say that the dam that came out of the meat now is going to asa the basa? The dam that you have inside the basa can leave the basa if you salt it, but the fact is that if you then cook the meat with basa, excuse me, if you cook the meat with the dam, or if you did something to put the dam back into the basa, avad is going to asa the basa. Atipas dam that falls onto the basa is going to asa. You can draw the dam out of the basa, but if you take dam from outside the basa, and you do something, you cook it, or you put salt on it, and somehow it's able to get back into the basa, avad is going to asa the basa. So even though the melach brought the dam out of the basa, now the dam is nisarev in the melach. And the melach is nosin tam into the basa. So why shouldn't we say that the melach should ask the basa? Afilo achi, ein ha-basa nesa v'kav kemen she'ein ha-dam ha-osa nivla b'basa. The idi detored l'miflat lo bola. The rule is that as long as the blood is being polate the dam, right? When you're salting the blood, so it's expelling the dam. The time that it's expelling the dam, it's not gonna absorb dam. It's the nature of dam that it's like a one way street. That if the dam is being drawn out of the chatichas basa, it's not gonna be nivla into the chatichas basa. So the dam will not go back into the basa until it's finished leaving the basa. So comes Tosis and says, if that's the case, then the melach is not gonna be nosin tam into the basa either. You might be able to taste salt, but whatever salt you taste is not nevela, it's not oser. Because the melach can't be any stronger than the dam that's nivlabo. If the oser, if the dam can't aser in the basa, because the dam can't enter into the basa when it's tarid lemiflat, then the neser is not going to aser in the basa either. You might be able to taste the salt. It might be nivla into the basa, but that salt is heter. The salt that we consider nevela, the salt that we consider iser, is only salt that is going to go to a place that the oser can go to. So if the dam can go there, then the salt that goes there is going to be oser as well. But if the dam can't go there, then the salt is not going to aser independently, because it's dependent on the oser. The oser was the one that created the whole iser in the heter. To ena neser yachal eser al v'makom shah iser yachal leilech shah. The oser, the neser can't be more powerful than the oser itself, says Tosfos. And that's why you need near in our case in the Mishnah. It all comes back to the Mishnah Kuf Ches. You need near in our case in the Mishnah, because without near, what do you have over here? You have two chatichas that are touching each other. But just like the tipas cholov is not going to leave the chaticha just because it's touching each other, cham b'cham, so too, the meat juice that leaves the chaticha is not meat juice of issa. Whatever meat juice leaves, that's heter. Because the meat juice can't have any more power than the tipas cholov has. So if the tipas cholov, without roteb, if the tipas cholov can't leave the chaticha, then the meat juice that leaves is not going to be considered issa either. That's Tosfos Shita. The Ran and Rashi disagree. The Ran likes the Rashi. He says that even without Nir, the Keder will become Asa. Once the top Chaticha becomes Asura, then it can Asa the rest of the Keder. Rashi happens to have an extra Chiddush over here that we discussed at great length. Rashi holds that even if the Chaticha is partially submerged within the Rotev, it still can Asa the Keder. We're not going to take into account the Kedera to provide shishim to be mevatel the tipas cholov. No, the tipas cholov will be able to ask the chaticha even though it's partially submerged within the rotev. But once it becomes aser, then it'll be able to ask everything else too. That's Rashi's special chish, which we talked about. But Rashi would say the same thing even in Tosis' case. Right? Rashi would say that if you have one chaticha on top of the other chaticha, and then that's submerged in the liquid, also you don't need nir in order to ask the rest of the keder. The chaticha on top will become asura through the tipas cholov, and then, even without nir, that chaticha will ask the chaticha that it's touching, and then that chaticha is going to enter into the rotev, will ask the rotev. So you need shishim in the rotev. If you don't have shishim in the rotev, then even if you have this kind of scenario where the chaticha that got the dam or the cholov is outside the rotev, it'll still ask her everything. That's the run. Right, Rashi and the Ran are saying the same thing. Rashi has the extra chiddush, but he also admitted in this case, he'd also hold in this case that they can ask it. So clearly, Rashi and the Ran are disagreeing with the Yesod of Tosfos. Rashi and the Ran seems to be saying that once you have the tipa schala that's no same time, and the basa, it's nasis nevela, and once it's nasis nevela, then it has a life of its own. It has its own power. And even if the Oser could not have left the Chaticha without Rotev, this Chaticha is going to be able to Asa. The Boser is going to be able to Asa because it has a life of its own. It's Nasis Nevela, it becomes a Chefza, the Isura. And even if the Tipa can't leave without Rotev, but the Boser is going to Asa the Boser Kenegdo. We don't say this principle that Eina Oser Yochal Eser Alev Makom Shal Issa Yochal Leilech Shal. There's no such principle. The Oser asks the Neser, and then the Neser gets a life of its own, and it has its own koach. If it's able to move to a certain makom, even if the Oser can't, it still is going to ask. What's the machlokas? What's the Ran and Tosfos disagreement now? Can the Neser have greater koach than the Oser? Does it only have the same koach as the Oser? What's the machlokas? So to understand the machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ran, you have to see the next chelik of the sukkah. Okay, let's all turn back to the Gemara. Skipping the middle, we're going to get back to it. It's also a very important part of the sugya. Salek. So much lumbus in Salek, but okay, it's too much for now. Let's skip down to the first one online is Nasis. Let's skip down to this Gemara. I'm sorry, one line above that. The first one online is Biman. Umay Kasava. What does Rav hold? Rav says, Chaticha atzman ases nevela, maika sover, ika sover ef shele sochto muter. Chaticha mein ases nevela? Yela kasover ef shele sochto aser. The Gemara says, Rav holds that when the tipas chalav is no senes tam be chaticha, chaticha atzman ases nevela, ve oseres kala chaticha skula mimei shem mina. So the Gemara says, well, what's he holding? We have this machlokas whether efshel lesochto aser or efshel lesochto muter. What does Rav hold in that machlokas? If he holds efshel lesochto muter, so then why is the chaticha nasis nevela? So it must be Rav holds efshel lesochto aser. The itma Rav v'Rabbi Chanina v'Rabbi Yochanan dami efshel lesochto aser Shmuel v'Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe v'Rabbi Shlokish dami efshel lesochto muter. machlokas amarayim whether efshel sof to aser or efshel sof to muter. So the Gemara Rav holds that efshel sof to aser, so chaticha atzma is nasis nevela. What's going on here? What does efshel sof to aser, efshel sof to muter mean? So says Rashi. Umaykasav a Rav be efshel sof to beisa shenivla beheter v'nosan botam. When an iser is nivla into heter and it's nosin tam in the heter, v'osro and it asses it. V'chozer ubishel haheter azayim heter acher, and then you mavashel this heter with other heter. Again, we have a tipas dam that's nosin tam into a chatichas basa, and it asks the chatichas basa, and then you throw that chatichas basa into a different into a keder with other things, with other heter. Ubishel haheter azayim heter acher sheefsher ha'iser hanivla bazeli sochet mimenu v'lecholik beheter ha'acheron. Now that you cooked it with something else, it's possible that the original iser will be nischat mimenu, will be squeezed out of the first heter, and it will be nivla in the second heter. Ve'ein bo kashir leser es ha'acheron. And once it's squeezed out, maybe it won't have a shir ta'aser. Let's say you had only chamishim in the heter keneged the iser. So it asked this chaticha, but now if you're going to mix it with another chaticha, there's much more than shishim. Let's say there would have been chamishim in the second chaticha too, so it turns out that there's meya. Right? There's meya in the heter keneged the iser, so it could be nischat out of the first heter, and then it's going to spread equally to all of the chatichas, and then it'll be mutter, right? There won't be enough to asa. It has a sheer bittul now. Efshel l'sochto, if you cook the chaticha in another kedera with other heter, so mistama, that should be mata, this chaticha. Right? That should be mata the chaticha, because now it's going to be bata. So ikasavar huta gam harisha mibne shenifleho isa mimenu. Does Rav hold that efshel softa mutter? Efshel softa mutter would mean that if you take a chaticha that was nesra from the tipa, and now you mevashel with other chatichos, so if you now have a shear in the kedera that would have been mevatel, the original tipa, we say that the original chaticha is mutter. It's chozer leheteira. It goes back to its original heter. Why not? Because now you have a shear to be mevatel, the original tipa. That's the svara of the manda amar efshel sof to mutter. Ulechatchila hu da'asa shemevatlan iser lechatchila. Avad lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. Mevatlan iser lechatchila. Right? You're not supposed to be mevatel lechatchila. Umiyu b'di'evet shari lechol af harishon, but b'di'evet it's mutter, b'di'evet it's botel, because now that you have a sheer bittel, then even the first piece should be botel. So, frak the Gemara, if Rav holds efshel sochta mutter, amai chaticha nasis nevela, ha efshel hili socha mimena b'lecholek lachem, shlo kiblu mimena klum. Why do we say chaticha nasis nevela? Now it's going to aser the whole keder. You need shishim in the keder connected the whole chaticha. Why? Efshel sof to muter. And what that should mean is that if I take this piece and I put it into the kedera, then if the tipa is going to be nischat from the original piece, then it's going to be matu, the first piece. Meaning I take into account the whole thing. I don't say it's nasis nevela. Now I have to have shishim connected the whole chaticha. Why? If the iser is nischat from the first chaticha, then it'll be muter. Meaning if the iser is nischat enough that now it doesn't have a shear to be to aser, so then the iser of the chaticha falls away. Right? That's what that day holds. Efshel sof to muter means that if I have a chaticha is iser, and I have a big tipa, right? There's no shishim in that chaticha to be involved with chaticha. But now if I throw it into a big pot with rotev and lots of things, you know, lots of different things in this kedera. Right? If this chaticha falls into the kedera, so now the iser that was nivla into that chaticha is going to be nischat. It's going to spread to everything. And once it spreads, then the only amount of iser that's going to remain in this chaticha is like a little bit. It's still in the chaticha. It might still be in the chaticha, but that amount is going to be bottled in that chaticha. Efshel sochto mutter tells me that if the amount that's going to be left in the chaticha after the schit is going to be mutter, then that chaticha is going to be mutter. Even though it was asr at some point in time, but now I engineered a situation and now it's going to be mutter. It will be mutter. L'chatchila, maybe I shouldn't do that, but b'di'evet, if I do it, it'll be butter and it'll be mutter. So how can Rav say chaticha nasis nevela that now I have to take into account shishim keneged the whole chaticha? Why? Efshel sochto mutter. If I throw the chaticha in, then we take into account the whole kedera, right? Because the Isser is nischat out of the Chaticha, and if not enough Isser is going to remain in the Chaticha because it's going to spread evenly, if not enough Isser is going to remain in the Chaticha to Asa, then it should be Mutter. So why should I have to say have Shishim connected the whole Chaticha? You can't say, well, maybe it was nischat into this one, and not, it was nischat from here, and it was nivla into there. It's only going to go into here, not going. It spreads evenly. So why shouldn't it be mutter? Ella zokt the Gemara. Rashi's explaining. Ella kasava mishenesva chaticha shuvein lahete beschita. Efshel soto also means that once the chaticha is asura, it's not going to become mutter. Even if you sochet the iser from inside of it to the point that it should be butter. That's what this day is saying. Even if you sochet the iser from inside the chaticha to the point that it should be butter, it's not going to be butter. It's not going to be butter. Let's stop over here. And if there's more to the Rashi, we'll get back to it. Rashi explains efshel soto mutter, efshel soto aser is a machlokes about the halacha of the chaticha. If you throw the chaticha into another kedera and now the iser is going to be nischat from the chaticha, will it become mutter? Will it go back to its heter, or does it remain aser? Do we say that even if the Isser inside the Chaticha is now Batel, once the Chaticha was Nesser, because at a certain point in time it didn't have enough Heter to be Mevatel, once the Chaticha is Asura, if it's Nesra, it's never going to become Mutter. As long as you have a little bit of Isser inside it. Right? The assumption over here is that there's a Bittel here. The Isser is still there. Right? So as long as the Isser is still inside of it, and it was Nesser at some point in time, even though now I have enough Heter to be Mevatel, it's not going to be Batel. That's the man, the Amar Epshel Soto Asa. The Amar Efshel Soto Mutter holds that no, if I can be sochet the chaticha and the iser is going to leave and now you're not going to have enough to aser, if there's a sheer bittel now, then it'll be mutter once again. So the Gemara says Rav must hold that Efshel Soto aser. Efshel Soto aser means that this chaticha, once it becomes nesar and it still has a blia of iser inside of it, it's a very important point. Once the chaticha didn't have the heter to be mevatel the blia, so even if I take part of the blia out, I'm sochet part of the iser. As long as some of the iser remains, this is a chaticha di isura, and because it's a chaticha di isura, it's nasis nevel. It's a chaticha di isura. You need shishim connected the whole chaticha, even though I don't have the same sheer iser as before. Right? Even if I'm sochet part of the iser out of the chaticha, it doesn't matter. Once the chaticha is asura, I need shishim connected the whole chaticha. Right? This is the machlokas according to Rashi, and this is how Tosis learns as well. Efshel soto mutter perish the yevri nischat ha'iser v'nisbatel muteris. Muteris if it's nisbatel. Notice he talks about bittel. There could still be iser inside the chaticha, but the point is now I have a sheer bittel. The chaticha is asur. Is muteris. Muteris gam ha'chaticha shekvar neaseris. Aval lechatchila ein mevatlan isek at the pirush b'kanchus. Lechatchila you should do it, but b'diavad itaka would be mata lechatchila. That's that shita. And the man da'amar efshel soto also says that even if I take out the iser, as long as I have a little bit of iser remaining, it's still going to be us. It's still going to be us. Two points according to Rashi and Tosfos. Right, two points to keep in mind before we look at the next shita. Efshel soto aser, efshel soto mutter. Rashi and Tosfos seem to be learning that this is a machlokes regarding the heter hachaticha. If the Belias Isser Shabo is Nischat and now Batel. That's the Machlokas. That if there were a Belias Isser inside the Chaticha Seter, now it's Nischat, it's squeezed out. And it's Batel, it's still there, but it's Batel now. Should we say that the chaticha becomes heter once again? It resurrects itself, it now becomes heter again? Or do we say, no, it remains asa? Once the shem issa was hal on this chaticha, even though now it doesn't have a tam issa to asa, it doesn't matter. It had that tam at one point in time, it remains asa la'olam. That's the machlokas. That's point number one.
Okay? Point number two. Does this machlokas relate only to basa b'chalav or to shari sir? What do you think? Should this machlokas relate to basa b'chalav exclusively or to shari sir? If the machlokas is what Rashi and Tosu say it is, it should relate to shari sir as well. There's nothing unique to basa b'chalav over here. It's a general rule that we're saying that once a chaticha becomes nevel, because it had some kind of tipas iser, it had an iser that was nivla into it. So, since the iser wasn't batal to begin with, even if it becomes batal later, it doesn't matter. The fact is, there's still iser in the chaticha. It's viewed as a chaticha's iser, and it's not going to become mutter. It's nothing to do with basa b'chalav intrinsically. This is true about shari sir as well. Applies even to shari sir. Not just basa b'chalav. That's Rashi and Tosfos.
So far, so good? Questions? Comes the Ramban, turns everything on its head. Ramban, the Rashba, a host of Rishon, and the Ram. Let's look at the Ramban inside. If you have a Kovetz, look on together with me. Ramban is actually found at the end of the Masechta, but when they redid the Chidushi Ramban on Chulin, they put it on the Daf, so it's a lot easier to find. This is on page Kufchav Gimel in the Ramban. Nirali, Sha'in Inyan Efshel Asalto Asar Amutta Vishari Surim Eleva Inyan Basa B'chala Bilvan. So the Ramban starts off by saying, your second assumption in Rashi and Tosfos, right? The second you sowed of Rashi and Tosfos is totally off. Efshel Asalto Asar, Efshel Asalto Amutta, this whole machlokas relates only to Basa B'chala. The man da Amar, Efshel Asalto Asar, hold that way only in Basa B'chala, but not in Shari Surim. It's a halacha that relates dafka to Basa B'chala. Ve'ein ha-hakpoda lehatir ha-chaticha ola osur. And efshel esokto mutter has nothing to do with being matir the chaticha or not. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about lemaisa. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about the chaticha? Is the chaticha returning to its head and not returning to it? That's not it. So he just knocked out both parts of Rashi and Tosis, right? He just said, before I even tell you anything, just know Rashi and Tosis are wrong. Say that. That's what he said. The Ramban can say that. The Ramban says that's not what Efshel Asalto Asar means. So what does it mean? Ela Klomar, Afilu Efshel Achal Asochto V'Sochadato So Legami. Even if you were to squeeze out the Iser that's Nivlein to the Chaticha, and you squeezed it out Legamri, underline that word, even if you were able to totally separate the Tipas Iser from the item, we're not talking about Bittel over here. Even if you were able to totally separate the tipas iser from the chaticha, basar shebo kfarnasa osur v'havale basar osur ve'osur b'mino b'mashu. The basar shebo, you have a tipas cholov that fell on the chaticha. Even if you could take the cholov out entirely, theoretically, now we're not talking practical. The Ramban says that's not practical. It's this. This is not. It is not a halachal ma'aseh shiur. That's Sunday, right? Even if you could take out, we're talking in the theoretical plane. Even if you were able to take out the tipa completely, the basar is still asr. Basar is still asr, but it has no chalav in it. Nothing. The basar is still basar asr, and min b'mina b'mashu. If you hold min b'mina b'mashu, it'll asr b'mina. V'chayna chalav and the chalav as well. Even if you could separate the chalav from the basar entirely, zot the Ramban, efshel asalto asr means that once the Cholav and the Basar came together, there was an explosion. There was something new created. The Cholav became Cholav Asar, the Basar became Basar Asar, and they'll Asar B'mino, even if you can separate them entirely. Vim Tomar Efshel Asalto Mutter, Basar Shebo Heter Hu L'Gavi Basar, Ve'achol Shebo L'Gavi Cholav. And if you say Efshel Asalto Mutter, what does that mean? That means that the Basar is Heter L'Gavi Basar, and the Cholav is Heter L'Gavi Cholav, meaning the basar might be asr when you have the tipas chalav inside of it, but it's not basar asr. The chalav might have a belia of basar inside of it, but it's not chalav asr. It's not nasa nevela. It's not nasa nevela. Nasa nevela means, according to the Ramban, it means that if you were to be able to separate the two items from each other completely, would they still be asr?
or not. The man, the Amr, Efshel Soto Aser holds, even if you can separate the Basar and the Cholav completely from each other, they still would be Aser. The Basar is Basar Aser, and the Cholav is Cholav Aser. Efshel Soto Mutter says, no, the Basar is not Basar Aser, the Cholav is not Cholav Aser. It's Basar B'Cholav, but it's not Basar Aser, it's not Cholav Aser. What does that mean? So read on in the Ramban, he'll explain everything to you. We see the Torah prohibits basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav is a unique barrier because the Torah prohibits basa b'chalav. Sharei huloka al chatzi zayas basa v'chatzi zayas chalav. Shehetu nasa issa. We know that if you cook basa and chalav together, let's say a lot of chalav and a lot of basa, and they're no simtam in each other. So how much basar and how much chala do I have to eat to violate the iser achila? Chatzi zayis chalav and chatzi zayis basar. I don't have to eat a kezayis of chalav or kezayis of basar. Because each one is a cheftz of the iser. The chalav is basar b'chalav, and the basar is basar b'chalav. It's a new cheftz that's created. By themselves they're heter, but together they become asa. So because a new cheftz is created, hilkach amu b'shirab aleim basar ad shebatal tam ha-chalav lagamri, o shirab ha-chalav v'batal tam ha-basar. Even if you can be marba the basar on top of the chalav, that you're not going to have chalav ta'asar anymore. Even if you can separate the chalav completely from the basar, it doesn't matter. Asar la'olam, sheharei nasu isa, they became a cheftz of the isura. They became a cheftz of the isura. Because by themselves they're heter, but the Torah creates the iser. It's the combination of basar and chalav together that creates this special iser. So they become a cheftz of the iser. So once the basar is a cheftz of the iser and the chalav is a cheftz of the iser, it doesn't matter that you separate them. They're not also just because of the bliya shabo. They're also because there's a new creation that happened over here. Basar and chalav was created. So once there's a new creation, then the basar becomes basar aser and the chalav becomes basar. It becomes chalav aser. So even if theoretically you could separate them one from each other, they still remain aser. This remains basar aser, that remains chalav aser, and it'll aser b'mina. Umipnei zeh oseras achaticha b'mina basar b'mashu v'achalav ayotzim yimena b'mashu b'min b'mina shezeh basar aser v'zeh chalav aser u'machmas atzman isura. They are aser machmas atzman. The basar is not aser because of a bli of chalav inside of it. No, it's aser because now it's basar b'chalav. It's a new concept. It's a new cheftz. The cholav is not also because of the bli of basar inside of it. It's also because it's basar b'chalav. It's a new chefetz. It's a new iser. It's asar machmas atzma. That's a very important yisod. Right? It's not like dam that's no sintam into a chatichas basar. The Ramban says dam that's no sintam into a chatichas basar. The basar is not a chatichas dam. It's basar with the bli of dam inside of it. That iser is what's called an iser balua. That's an iser balua. That's not osa machmas atzma. That's an iser balua. That's not an iser machmas atzma. The dam itself is osa machmas atzma. But if it's no sintam into the chatichas basa, the chatichas basa is not a chatichas dam. It's basa with the blia of dam inside of it. But not basa b'chalav, Dr. Ramban. Basa b'chalav is osa machmas atzma. The basar is viewed as intrinsic iser. The chalav is intrinsic iser. It's not because of a bliya. No, there's something new created here. It's a cheftz of the isura. So efshel soto aser, efshel soto mutter, according to the Ramban, is that a din in basar b'chalav, in shari surim, in both? Dafka in basar b'chalav. It's something unique to basar b'chalav. What does chatichan ases nevela mean according to Rashi and Tosfos? It means that if efshel softo aser, if when you squeeze out the iser until it's botel, so then the piece is still aser, so it's nasis nevela. That's what that means. It's nasis nevela. It's not going to become mutter again. It's going to become aser. So you have to take into account shishim keneged the whole iser. But if you hold efshel softo mutter, then it's not nasis nevela. You can't say chaticha nasis nevela if you hold efshel softo mutter according to Tosfos. Why? Because if you put this chaticha into the kedera, and the iser is going to be nischak, the chaticha is going to become mutter again. So what's nasis nevel over here? I need shishim keneged the chaticha. Why? It's all a function of how much heta there is. First, the iser was no sintam into this chaticha, and then if you put it into another kedera, then we have to take into account what's the sheer heta there. Right? That's what Tosfos holds. But the Ramban says something totally different. Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a special halach in Basa B'chalav. The Basa B'chalav, the Basar is Mutter, the Chalav is Mutter. Together they become a Cheftza Shel Iser. They become Nevela Mamish. They become Osam Achmas Atzmam. To the point that even if you were to separate the Chalav and the Basar entirely from each other, they'd still be Osam. What does Efshel Asalto Osar, Efshel Asalto Mutter mean according to the Ramban? It's really just a simen to the nature of the Isser of Basar B'chalav. That's what that machlokas means. It means if you were to separate them completely, separate the Basar from the Chalav completely, would they still be Osam? That's the shayla, right? If you were to separate the Basar and the Chalav completely, not just that it's batal, completely, that they're not connected to each other at all, would they still remain Osam? If you hold Efshel Asalto Osar, they still remain Osar. Why? What does that mean? It means that if Efshel Asalto Osar, what you're telling me is that Basar B'Cholav is Osar Machmas Atzma. That the Basar is Basar Iser. The Cholav is Basar Iser. It's not just Osar because of a Bliyot. Efshel Asalto Osar means that Basar B'Cholav is an Iser Machmas Atzma. And Efshel Asalto Mutter means that Basar B'Cholav is an Iser Balua. That's what the Machlokas is saying, according to the Ramban. He's not saying what's the halacha l'maisa psak about the chaticha? If you take out a little bit, and now there's bittel in the chaticha, there's enough to be mavatel the iser. What's the din of the chaticha? No, that's not what we're talking about. We're trying to figure out what's the nature of basa b'chalav. Is it asa machmas atzmo? Is it intrinsically asa? Or is it just an iser balua? The Rav used to say that according to the Ramban, the machlokas whether efshel asoto osir or efshel asoto mutter really is a machlokas whether efshel lehafrido is osir or efshel lehafrido is mutter. If you were to separate the two items completely from each other, would they still be osir? Are they a chefza di sura? Is basa b'chalav osir machmas atzmo? Or do you say no? Basa b'chalav is an iser balua. It's like dam that's nivla into a chaticha. It's like an iser balua. That's the machlokas according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, clearly the machlokas Efshel Asalto Osar, Efshel Asalto Mutter applies only to Basar B'Cholav. It's something unique to Basar B'Cholav because Basar B'Cholav is so different. It's heter by itself. Together it becomes Osar. So the Basar is Basar Issa. The Cholav is Cholav Osar. But that would not be true by Dam Shenivla B'Chaticha, says the Ramban. Dam Shenivla B'Chaticha is Isser Bolua. It's not Asa Machmas Atzma. It's not Asa Isnevela. I wouldn't need shishim k'neged the whole chaticha. By basa b'chalav, I need shishim k'neged the whole chaticha because it's nasis nevela. It's gufo shel issa, zot the Ramban. It's gufo shel issa. Of course, I need shishim k'neged. Of course, I need shishim k'neged. This sheet of the Ramban is known as Rabbeinu Ephraim sheet. Rabbeinu Ephraim is quoted by the Rashba and by other Rishonim, posts on Daf Kuf, maybe some of you saw. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that Chaticha Nasis Nevela is a principle that applies only to Basar B'Cholav. Because of this Yisod, what does it mean? It means that if something is Osar Machmas Atzmo, right? If through whatever exchange occurred, the item is Osar Machmas Atzmo, so of course it's Nasis Nevela. It's like a Chatichas Nevela, which is Osar Machmas Atzmo. So then you need shishim k'neged the whole chaticha. But if it's only an issa balua, why should I need shishim k'neged the whole chaticha? I need shishim k'neged the b'lias issa. And that's it. This is the major machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand and the Ramban on the other. So comes the Ran and says that's the yisod over here. That's where the Ran disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos has this principle. Tosfos says that Einan Eser Yochel Eser Ela B'Makom Shel Iser Yochel Lechsham, that the Neser can't be more powerful than the Oser. It doesn't have a life of its own. It's limited by the Koach of the Oser. So it says Tosfos, if it's limited by the Koach of the Oser, then I understand why I need Nir HaKedera. I have to mix up the Kedera in order to enable the Chaticha Sheneser to Asa the other Chatichas. I only have to take into account the Kedera if I mix it up. And then the Chaticha number one, is going to enter into the Rota. Because if not, then the Bliya inside the Chaticha is not going to leave. It's not going to go from one to two. Because
even if you'll tell me that the mitzvah is going to go, but the mitzvah that goes, that's not a chefzah shel issa, because it can't have a life of its own. It can't be more powerful than the oser. And if the tipas cholov couldn't go, if the tipas dam couldn't go to the other chaticha, just because they're both cham, then the mitzvah also. Mitzvah might go, but that mitzvah that goes is not issa. Right? Because the mitzvah that goes, the issa, is limited to the koach of the oser. If the oser doesn't have that koach, then the mitzvah is not going to have the koach either. What does the Ran hold? The Ran takes the Ramban's approach. The Ran takes the Ramban's approach with a twist. The Ran says the Ramban is really fundamentally right. What does Efshel Sof Tarasa mean? It means that Basa B'chalov is Asa Machmas Atzma. Basa B'chalov is Asa Machmas Atzma. Because Basa and Chalov by themselves are Heter Gamma. Together they become Asa. So they have a status of gufo shel issa, and that's why it's only necessary to eat a chazizayis of cholov and a chazizayis of basa. You don't have to eat a kazayis of basa or a kazayis of cholov, because each one is a chefza shel issa over here. But the Ram just adds one twist. He says midrabbanan, maybe we'll say chatichanas since the veil even by shari sir. That's a midrabbanan. It's not a darais. Min HaTorah, really, Chatich and Asas Tevela only applies to Basa B'Chalav. Because Efshel Esof to Oser applies only to Basa B'Chalav. But Chazal will Gozer on Shari Surim. Once we have this din by Basa B'Chalav, Chazal are going to be Gozer on Shari Surim as well. Midrabbanan, Chatich and Asas Tevela will have the same status as Chatich and Asas Tevela of Basa B'Chalav. That's a Midrabbanan. That's not the real din. The real din applies only to Basa B'Chalav, because Basa B'Chalav is unique. That the Basra and the Chalav by themselves are Heter, and together they create Issa, so they are Chefza the Yisura. Midrabbanan Chazal treat it, even by Shari Surim, that the Tipa can create a Chatichas Nevela in the Chaticha that it's Nivla into. Says the Ran, that explains the mission. Let's go back to the Ran. Let's see the Ran inside. Aval Eino Mechuvah, says the Ran. This is number four. Aval Eino Mechuvah. The cave and the camel and the chatichah asinas and tevela ve'efshel esof to aser kloma she'afilu haya efshel esof she'yisochet v'yetze mechatichah zu. Even if you could be sochet the iser out of the chatichah, which means completely, afilu achi hachatichah asura derav hachi sfirulei kmo she'is bar besamach b'siyata d'shmai. Kevin Shekane, Hare Koma Shekhatichazu Shalheter Poletes Isser Gomerhu. The Ha Amrinan, Afilu Hoya Efshe. Notice, he keeps on saying, Afilu Hoya. It's the theoretical, it's not the actual. Even if you were able to be Sochet the Isser out completely, the Afilu Hoya Efshe. Afilu Hoya Efshe Le Isser She Sochet Minaheter. Afilu Hoya Efshe. Even if you were able to be soche the iser entirely, not just that it's bottle, entirely out of the heter. The heter is still aser. It's gufo shel iser. It became gufo shel iser. The kevin shuka gufo iser, lama lo tesa chaverta b'flei tasa. Now that it's gufo shel iser, why can't it aser the chaticha next to it? Even cham b'cham below rota. It should be able to ask it. The mitzvah should ask it. That's the Ran's yisod, right? The mitzvah should ask it. Tai says, mitzvah, how's mitzvah going to ask it? It can't be more powerful than the oser itself. Says the Ran, it becomes like the oser. It's like gufo shel iser. It's like a chatichas dam. It's like a chatichas dam is an oser tam. If it is chaticha, the chaticha becomes a chatichas dam. So this boss, it's a chatichas, I shouldn't say a chatichas dam. It's a chatichas bossa. Right, it's min b'mino without the basa. It's a chatichas besar issa. It becomes a chatichas besar issa, to the extent that even if you take out the dam, even if you were to take out the dam completely, the basa would still be asa. So if the basa would still be asa, then any mitzvah that's coming out of it is going to be mitzvah of issa. That should asa min b'mino with the chaticha next to it. If you have rotev, if you don't have rotev, it doesn't matter. Tosfos holds the mitzvah is not independent. It doesn't have a life of its own. It's dependent on the osir. It can't be more powerful than the osir. And the Ran says, avad, it can be just as powerful as the osir. The osir, what do I mean by it's just as powerful as the osir? The osir, if it's a blia, it can't leave. Right? A blia can't leave the chaticha, but the chaticha can leave itself. Right? The juice of the chaticha can leave itself.
So even if the osa can't leave, but the basa now is a chefta di isura, and if the basa is a chefta di isura, then el taka asa without rota. So that's why you don't need nir in order to asa the rest of the kedera according to the Ran. Yes.
So is the Ran saying that Tosas hold efshel l'sokto
mutar? No. The Ran is saying that even if efshel l'sokto osa, Tosas understands efshel l'sokto osa differently than the Ran. Let's chart it out. Okay, this is Tosas. This is Tosas and Rashi on the side. Let's chart out their own path. Ramban learns that, first of all, Efshel Sato Asa, Efshel Sato Mutar is machlokas regarding the nature of what? Of the Issa Vasa B'chalav. Is it Asa Machmas Atzma? Is it an Issa Machmas Atzma? Or an Issa Balua? Efshel hafrido osir or efshel hafrido mutar. That's really the machlokes. Not if you could take out the blia enough that it'll be bottom. No. Even if you could separate the items completely, separate the chola from the basa, once the explosion occurs, once the isser is chal, then the basa becomes basar asar and the chala becomes chala basar. It's not that they're asar because of a blia inside of it. It becomes basar asar and chala basar. Efshel hafrido asar. That's point number one. It's not a machlokas about the heter of the chaticha, lemaisa, if you were to be sochet the blia out and now it's batel, will that bit work, or do we say the chaticha still is asar? No. It's a theoretical machlokas about the nature of basar b'chalav. It's a simon about the nature of basar b'chalav. And of course, it applies only. It applies fundamentally. According to the Ramban, it applies only to basa b'chalav. Yeah, you see why I'm grappling, right? Only to basa b'chalav. The Ran adds midrabanan. It applies even to shari sur. But really, it should apply to basa b'chalav, to basa b'chalav alone, because it's unique to basa b'chalav. It's all about basa b'chalav. Is it asa machmas atzmo? Is it an isa balua? That's a basa b'chalav dekidin. But the chachamim apply it to shari surim as well. What does chaticha nasas nevela mean according to Tosfos and according to the Ramban? Two very different things. Chaticha nasas nevela, according to Tosfos, really means what? Means afal pi sheyesh rak iser balua betocha basar. Sorech l'shayar shishim keneged kol hachaticha, keneged kol basar. You just have an issa balua inside the basa. There's all this an issa that's swallowed up inside the basa. But the din is, you have to treat it like an nevela. You have to be mishar shishim keneged al chaticha. That's Tosfos. It's a din in the sheer bittul, exactly how to be mishar. Ramban is not learning like that. He's learning fundamental. Ramban is saying, not perfect. Ramban is saying, chaticha nasis nevela means that basa b'chalav is an issa machmas atzma. Right? Nasis nevela mamish. Not nevela. Not the word nevela, right? It's also mamish. It's not just that it has issa in it, but we treat it like it's a cheft of the isura, and you need shishim keneged the whole cheft. No. Basa b'chalav is a cheft of the isura mamish. The basa is a cheft of the isura. The chalav is a cheft of the isura. Mamish, and that's why you have to be Mishar, Shishim Keneged Al Chaticha. Two very different approaches, yes.
Where does Rashi stand on this? Like,
she's kind of strange.
Take it slow. Take it slow. So far, we've explained the Ran and Tosfos. So we've tried to figure out, is it possible that the one chaticha that was Nesra can affect all the other chatichas without Nir, or does it need Nir? Do we say that the fact that one chaticha is touching another chaticha without Rotev is enough to transfer some kind of Michu? So do we say, no, it's not enough. Right, that's what we've talked about till now. Okay? Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, we'll have to pedal back to Rashi and figure out where does Rashi fit in. Is the only way to explain this idea that you don't need Nir, is the only way to explain that by saying that Bas B'chol is an Isser Nachmas Atzma, so therefore the meat juice becomes meat of Isser? Or is there some other way that you could explain that? And maybe even without limiting it to Basa B'chalav. Maybe you could think of a way. Is there some other way that you could explain how the meat, the chaticha shel basa, if you have a tipas dam that falls onto the chaticha shel basa, that it's nasis nevel of mamish, and it becomes a chefza shel isa mamish? Can you think of a way, based on everything that we've learned until now, that we could say that it's a chefza shel isa mamish? It's not just a chaticha with like a bli of isa inside of it, but rather it becomes a chefza shel isa mamish. Can you think of a way? Think of Tam Ke'ikr, think of all that we've discussed in Tam Ke'ikr, and try to figure out a way that maybe there's another approach. And we'll see. I'll think a little bit, we'll compare notes, and maybe we'll try to explain Rashi based on that. Okay, so let's chazer over Shabbos, and figure out exactly where we're holding the sugya, and then in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, we'll try to continue and close the circle.